We're talking with Greg Barrett, going to be at Wise Guys 9 tomorrow night. As you get a little bit, and I'm not, don't take this as you're getting older, but as you get older, are you finding that the younger guys are a whole different breed than the people you grew up with as far as writing comedy, setting up sketch? And have you had an issue sitting down with any of them and relating to each other?
No, it's always a little bit generational. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like the like, let's say there's been two other classes since I started in 93.
Okay.
So the guys right behind me, I understand them less than the kids that are doing it now.
Wow.
Really?
Right? Yeah, I think that I don't dislike any of them,
yeah,
but I relate more to the guys that are doing it now than I do to the guys that were doing it 5, 10 years ago.
So which guys are you saying right behind you?
So that would be like and I love him, but like Kyle Kinane or Kyle T.J. Miller,
okay,
Schumer, her boyfriend, the guy who used to be her boyfriend, that whole school of just that kind of class.
Yeah.
And all funny, all great. You know, the Silicon Valley kids, like they were all right after me, right?
Yeah.
You know? And then there's like the Mulaney's and some of those other guys that are coming around now. Like, and there's some guys I'm working with, like, you know, they're just, you know, there was a real precedent to be really, really dirty.
Yeah.
For a while. Like, just, I don't know if it was the Sarah Silverman effect or the thing of like how race, you know, how far can we push it?
The David Tell effect.
Go, yeah, then now it has no value.
Yeah.
There's no shock value.
That was our show. We went as far as we could go. We took it to the edge, and we were done. It can't go any farther. So what do you do? Well, you reinvent it, and let's try just starting over again, so to speak.
Right.
And see where it goes this time.
Right. Yeah. And it gets a little, like, there was also that school of, like, a lot of those comics from the roasting thing, like, that's not my thing necessarily. So, you know, there was a little bit more hostility. There was a little bit of, you know, they're millennials, so there's a little bit of that, you know, entitledness, you know, just even in the work. I mean, you know, you could see that in the series, like Girls, you know, that series is making fun of it, but at the same time, it is it. You know, my buddy Jake Johansson said, it's weird to eat artisanal cheese and make fun of it. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yep, exactly.
So, but it's just different work. It's not, I'm not saying any of this stuff isn't hilarious or great.
Yeah.
I love a lot of
it. And I'm not asking it in that way.
Yeah, right.
We were watching Saturday Night Live, me and a couple of friends, couple months ago, and we were saying, what if one writer had the job through the entire metamorphosis of Saturday Night, and how it was to work with each one of the, as you said, generationals, as he went through all the phases of trying to write the comedy. And then we started trying to identify the arguments in the skits.
Right,
you know.
Right. Well, it's also, like, I mean, that show's amazing because they've just left it as an institution.
Yeah.
You sort of get what you get.
Yeah.
Then they get better, then they figure it out, then everyone leaves. And they're horrible, and then it gets better, then some people are good, then they leave.
Yeah.
Somebody's always, like the girls that have been on there for the last 6 or 7 years.
Amazing.
Those girls are amazing.
They're
unreal. That's some of the best. Those are some of the best people that have ever been on the show. However, some of the sketches during that period have been, it's amazing how bad they are.
I don't blame them. I blame the writers. And it's not like I blame them. I just say they're trying to do what the writers told them to do.
Well,
and so then I think, well, what if that one writer was there? Wasn't he strong enough to influence the writing to be more Belushi type or more that era type?
It's all political. It's all what plays in rehearsal. Some things just, I've been in writers' rooms where you're like that, you know, we all agree what we just wrote was the most hilarious thing we've ever seen.
Yeah.
And then you go out and you are, God, this is stupid.
Yeah.
Man, that was so tired, I guess, or not.
Yeah.
Maybe we're not funny anyway. Like, you know, it's hard. You're in a vacuum and it's a tough thing. And then they also come, you know, then they, you know, you watch a digital short, which takes a lot of time to write and produce, and then it's so much better than the thing that comes next. It's just, it's weird.
Well, yeah. And that would be my next question. And people, because I've never met a writer or known one, but when you guys do a rehearsal, and then you see in rehearsal, boy, that just wasn't that good, then why is it on anyway? Did you guys just not have
enough
time?
Trains already left the station.
Yeah, okay.
And then you think you can punch it, or you think, well, we had a bad run of it. Oh,
yeah.
This is dress rehearsal. It'll be funny again. And then it goes up, and you go, man, this was, wow.
Right.
That is not funny.
But then you get the other side too, where you go, "Oh my God, we are geniuses!"
Right.
You know?
Sometimes the actors are funnier than the material, and sometimes vice versa.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you look at those old Friends scripts, and you're like, "These are barely scripts."
Yeah.
Those kids were unreal. They made things that were not even sentences hilarious.
Yep.
I'm not saying that the show was poorly written. It's just at the beginning, it really was casting. That whole thing was like, man, those guys are good.
Seinfeld, too. They say a show about nothing, it's so funny how many people I've met since that came out that it was a show about nothing. How many people say that that's what they're doing? And it's become a scapegoat and a cop-out for not having enough.
I think they lucked into that idea.
Yeah.
and also that whole idea is actually impossible. You can't do a show about nothing. It's just that, there's a cynicism to it, so it feels like nothing. All right, we're not playing; it's arch.
Yeah.
But whenever somebody tells you what it is they're doing, they're not doing it, and it won't succeed. Because usually, when somebody's doing something successful, they have no idea what they're doing, and they are pretty sure it's awful.
Yeah.
Right. Anything I've been involved with was successful, you're like, "This is dumb," and I don't know why we're doing it. And then people go, "That's really pretty cool."
Well, how does it feel, Greg, then, when you write a book and you see somebody else making the movie and seeing if they get the true gist of your intent?
Well, that's the thing. You just have to know, look, you've just now handed your idea to somebody else, so it's no longer yours.
Okay.
Right? Unless you somehow maintain control, and usually you don't, so you just have to go, "Thank you for the check. Good luck with you."
Yeah.
You know, I mean, with our book, I was like, I don't care if they make it a Western, just make it.
and thank you. Thank you very much.
It doesn't matter. You know what I mean? You know, a book's a whole other experience.
Yeah.
That people aren't having anymore.
True.
Know? It's so weird. Yeah, that's another weird one. I mean, I think, well, that's not true. My kids read quite a bit, but I think it's because of school. I wonder how much they would read otherwise, but... you just have to know the experiences are different, or, you know, try and make a movie. Like, you read a book and go, "This will make a great movie," and you would try and make that into a movie, and you don't understand how hard it is.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Right? Yeah, I can only imagine, like somebody else say, I write scripts, or screenplays, is I think what they always say. And it's like, how do you do it, man? How can you take that and write, well, he comes in and says this, and he responds with this. And it's like, how can you do that?
Right, but
seems so tedious and monotonous.
It can be. Some people love it. But you take any premise, and then you get the same notes. Like, if you made a movie about 9/11, you know, they go, "Well, that guy's not that likable. The guy that dies in 9/11, he's not likable." Well, he dies in 9/11. Yeah, but he could be more likable. You know what I mean? Like, we should change the story a little bit. But he was already a hero. I know, but if he had a dog. He had a dog also, and they had to get back for the dog. But he's got kids. I know, but the kids, you know, there's like...
Come on, kid, was kind of a brat.
You know, or a cat that plays the piano. It's a movie about 9/11. I know that. It doesn't mean that we're... You don't think some people that like cat... You know, like, it does... That's how that stuff sort of, happens.
Yeah.
You know, is that people start, playing with it a little bit.
Anybody listening right now who's had dreams of doing this, listen.
Yeah, and go see Greg. I don't know exactly, like, what your show is now, but do you talk about some of this stuff and your experiences?
I talk about my life.
Good.
And I talk about anything that occurs to me. I mean, it's just pretty much like this, you know? It's very... this is what happened to me last week. This is what happened to me a year ago.
Perfect.
I have two daughters. One of them's nice.
One of them. Is there a trade-in program?
The taller one is nice.
The taller one.
It's like I heard somebody trying to get somebody from here and called her girl. And it's two people that worked here a long time. And I go, "Why do you call her girl?" And he goes, "I don't know her name."
Oh. Yeah.
You've been together 8 years here and you don't know her name? Yeah, so I just thought, "Hey, girl."
Oh, my God. That is funny. When you get behind the eight ball or something like that, you're like, now it's too late to ask.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't be like, "Now, what was your name again?"
Yeah.
It's girl. But that's a whole other conversation. Greg, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, dudes. It was good to see you.
Can't wait to see you tonight at Trolley Square, at Gateway and Wise Guys tonight, man.
So tonight and tomorrow?
Tonight and tomorrow night.
Okay,
tonight, yeah.
Perfect.
7:30, 9:30. It's Mick and Alan on K-Bear.